Hi, it's been a while. So it's 1 a.m. and the electricity is out. I was sleepy earlier, but now I'm in the mood to finally write something and talk about something. So everything that I will cuento later, I have already written them. Like, I already have talk points so that I won't get lost in my thoughts. So yeah, here it goes. This is really hard to admit, but something has been bothering me lately and I just feel the need to get this one out of my chest. Okay, so don't judge me. I mean, this is me being vulnerable and I trust you. Yeah, where was I? So a couple of weeks ago, I finally stepped out of a situation that did not serve me well and it felt freaking good. However, a part of me wants to feel bad about it because I was kind of attached. I was somehow attached. And to be honest, I spent a lot of my time, effort, and energy for it to work, but it did not. And the moment that I realized that it was already causing me more harm than good, I did not hesitate to leave. If this happened maybe 3 or 2 years ago, I'm probably still feeling blue right now. Like, legit, hindi pa siguro ako naka-move on. Siguro umiiyak-iyak pa ako ngayon. But it's different right now. Like, I feel totally fine. A little distracted, yes. A lot has been going on in my life. But I don't feel any regret or any more attachment. Because the moment that I stepped out of it, I think that I fully convinced myself that it's the right thing to do. And it's the best thing to do. The same thing happened to that one situationship that happened before that, and it amazes me how I easily detach myself and how okay I feel afterwards. I think it's one of the things that I mastered doing, and I'm not sure if I'll be proud of it or not. I don't know, but one of my friends pointed out that maybe, okay, just maybe, I have some commitment issues. Like, maybe the reason why it was easy for me to go on with my life and be super unbothered was that I was never committed in the first place. Okay, it was a lot for me to take in when that friend told me that. But I was like, you know, yeah, okay, I spent time, energy, and effort for it to work, but I guess I never really poured my heart and soul on it, like the person or the situation. It was half-baked everything. Half-assed love, whatever you want to call that. It sounds bad now that I'm hearing it, but honestly, it was a win for me on my end, like for me, talaga, personally. Because if I invested my all and gave it my all, I think I would be super devastated right now. Like, wasak na wasak. Because to be honest, I don't want to let you guys know, syempre, because it's very private, it's very personal. But the situation was straight out of teleserye. Dude, like, never in my entire freaking life did I even ever imagine to be stuck in that. Like, na-ah. Sobra talagang, ugh. As in, it was scary at first. And I thought that I accepted it. I did. Then I realized that it's not okay for me to keep on carrying that heavy load, that drama, shit, whatever, for a long time. So yeah, I think it was honestly okay that I made that decision. Like, no regrets still. But I'm honestly curious about this commitment issue. Maybe I'm still not in the right headspace to overthink it. But now that I'm, you know, seeing some of my friends getting into long-term relationships, some are getting engaged, getting pregnant, getting married, and all that, it makes me think, like, how? How do they do that? How do they just completely put their trust in someone who can possibly break their hearts in just a matter of seconds? I've seen plenty of failed relationships and even loveless marriages, and I just couldn't wrap my head around the thought of me undergoing through the same shit. I have super low standards, but my trust issues, man, it's damn high. It's skyrocketing. It's over the roof. And let's face it, maybe I haven't just met Mr. Perfectly Fine yet, Mr. Right, my soulmate, my twin flame, or whoever that person is. I made this cuento before, but it's kind of relevant now, so I'll say it again. When I was a teenager, I thought at 25, I'll already be in a loving, secured, long-term relationship, then get married at maybe 27 or 28, basta before 30 or maybe 26. But life happens and reality kicks in and poof, I'm turning 25 in a couple of months and here I am wondering at 1 a.m. if I have commitment issues or not. I think it's not a big deal though. It's something that I really am embarrassed to admit. But, you know, it's a good thing. It's a good thing and a bad thing. For me, personally, I'm not sure about you. So, yeah. Please judge me. It just bothers me sometimes that I'm still hopeless romantic. Lately kasi, I've been hanging out with people from various age groups. Most are in their 30s. I'm not sure, early 40s ba? Siguro 30s. Early 30s, mid-30s, late 30s, yeah. And they're happily committed, married, and some have children already. They have their family of their own. And I hung out with them because we have this project. It's called Bucket List Bohol. And we've been to a lot of different places here in my beautiful province. We camp, we hike, we swim. We do a lot of different stuff together. Mostly about adventures. So yeah, I hang out with them. I think a lot of times. I think 5 times or 6 weekends already. And a couple of days na talaga. Like, they're my friends, okay? I see them as my friends. I don't see them as my workmates or my colleagues or, you know, a team. But I feel like they're my friends. And I look up to them so much. And the more I hang out with them, the more I set my standards high, because seeing them living their best lives with their partners, you know, that's the standard that I set for myself and for my future partner. I know that they have their ups, they have their downs as well, and I may not know what's happening behind closed doors because we're all going through something right now. Maybe they have their problems of their own, but the thought of them being so happy and still committed and in love after all these years inspires me. It makes me want to be a better partner to my significant other. You know, that bond, that commitment? I want that. And I hope I'll get that when the right time comes. And if it will, I promise. I really do promise to commit. I promise to trust myself, to trust that person, whoever that is. So, yeah, I believe that this is still the season for me to just commit to becoming a better version of myself, so that when the time comes that Mr. Right or Mr. Perfect Define or whoever that is will come knocking at my door, I won't just give him my time, my energy, my attention, but I will give him my whole heart and my soul as well. Whatever that takes, you know, my body, mind, soul, spirit, everything. I promise that it's not going to be a half-assed love anymore. And I promise that no one's ever going to tell me that I have commitment issues anymore. Because it didn't really bother me until someone pointed that out. But, you know, I'm still not sure about that. I mean, yeah, I like a lot of people, guys, that are really out of my league. I have like over 5 crushes, but I'm not their type, so it's okay. I'm simping over people that don't even know that I exist, but it's okay. Maybe this is my coping mechanism, no? I'm not really sure. But yeah, I'm having fun with my life right now, and yeah, I love this season in my life. I love this phase. We're all feeling a little bit shitty with what is happening. So, anyway, before I forget, today is August 21, right? So, we have a couple of weeks left to go before the voters registration deadline. So segue ko lang ng konti. If you guys haven't registered to vote already, please do. The deadline is on September 30. September 30 ba? Ah, diba? Tamang segue lang. September 30. So if hindi pa po kayo nakapagparehistro, please do register to vote. Guys, please, mas marami tayo. We can do this. Magtulungan tayo, guys, kasi my gosh, I can't with this shithole, with this circus that we're living in. So, please do register to vote, okay? Anyway, yeah, that's it. That's it for this episode. It's been a while since the last time that I published an episode, and this one felt awesome. I know that medyo same-same lang siya sa mga previous episodes. It's just, you know, me talking about my life, my feelings in general, whatever. I hope this is not too much for you, or I don't know, bahala kayo sa buhay niyo. Kasalanan niyo bakit niyo ako pinakinggan. But thank you. Thank you so much for being here. Thank you for lending me your ears. I hope you guys are okay. I prepared a shit ton of podcast content for the next couple of weeks for you guys. So please keep in touch and follow me on my socials. I'm at TheriZelda everywhere. Also follow at the Antiquila Talks podcast on Instagram and Facebook. It's going to be a really exciting adventure, you know, the next couple of weeks or months, bir months, whatever, my birthday, Christmas, New Year, everything. So I have podcast guests and topics in mind, and I can't wait for us to talk over tea or tequila, whichever works. So we'll see. Okay, so that's it for this episode. Thank you so much for listening, and I'll catch up with you guys next time. Cheers!